Once you guys get out of the dungeon, Rutherford says, "All right, now gentlemen, I know it looks bad, but I've got connections. Rosendo has more than just a drinking problem, he's got money problems as well. I'll forge some documents, have him backdate a few things, pretend he forgot to file it. He does that all the time."
"Isn't Rosendo our boss? Isn't he gonna be mad?"
"Well, probably, but he can't be too mad at a fat paycheck. Granted, I can't do this all the time. I mean, it would look suspicious, but this'll all go away. Don't worry, gentlemen."
"Why don't you just let it happen? We should be punished for things we did wrong."
"It's not necessary. Trust me. Come see me tomorrow afternoon. I'll have it done. Actually, make it the evening, and that'll be it."
"Tomorrow evening. And this'll all go away."
"It'll be on its way to being gone. Just come by tomorrow evening. We'll sort it out. We'll talk about what needs to be done, if anything."
"And just to be clear, you're still holding up payment for us, right? Because none of this was our fault."
"Yes, absolutely. You came down there just so long as you don't talk to anyone about it. That's keeping up your end of the bargain. Tomorrow evening."
"Okay, fine."
"Good, good. I'm looking forward to it." And Rosendo leaves.
"So are we in trouble or not in trouble? I'm not sure what rules we broke exactly."
"All of them."
"Every single one of them? In one night?"
"I mean, not all of them."
"You don't even know what the rules are."
"They didn't give me a manual or anything."
"They didn't. Why didn't they give us a manual?"
"Well, for one, I can't read. And for two, we were supposed to have some guy guide us into the process."
"Oh, right."
"We skipped that part. So for all we know, we didn't break any rules because we don't even know what the rules are."
"We have no idea what's going on."
"Well, that much is true."
"I don't think they'll say that makes us innocent, though."
"Well, I have a lot to say about that."
"Well, let's talk about it on the way home."
"Oh, you think you're calling my bluff? Well, let me explain innocence to you. First of all..."
And you guys get lectured by Lowry all the way back to the temple. Does anyone want to do anything before you go meet with Rutherford?
"Yeah, I actually wanted to heckle the devotees of Glutay for a while."
"Yeah, sure. And the following day, in the morning, you find one of the guys out in the yard. He's doing squats while holding a big round rock."
"Hey, doing exercise, huh?"
"Yep. One, two, three."
"You know, that rock is just holding you back."
"Yeah, I know, bro. That's the whole point. It's resistance."
"No, I mean, like, it's a material item, you know, that's tethering you to the world. You should throw it away."
"Well, that's what I'm working on, bro. See, Glutay explains that you have to fight against physical burdens until you can throw them all away. The stronger you get, the easier it is to throw away material items." And he throws the rock away.
"Oh, cool. I mean, you're really holding yourself back, forcing yourself to work with rounded stones that people made."
No, bro. See, the rounded stone is harder to hold, so, you know, you gotta, like, get really good grip strength for it."
"So what you're saying is that you're burdening yourself with material items on purpose."
"Yeah, so that I can unburden myself easier. I mean, I threw that thing away and I already feel a lot lighter."
"Well, yeah, I mean, logically, anyone would understand that's how that would work, right?"
"Yeah. Yeah, you know, you gotta work out, work hard. Because some people believe that when you die, you have to hammer throw your own soul to heaven."
"Okay, now that's absurd. There's no such thing as heaven."
"Well, for most people, there's not. But if you work hard enough and you get good enough at the hammer throw, you can do it, brah. And then you're not reincarnated or anything. You escape the mortal coil and all materialism forever."
"Huh. Well, you know, I guess it wouldn't hurt to try and lift one of those rocks. Can you hand it over here?"
"Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, remember, you gotta lift with your legs. Careful with your back. If you injure yourself, you can't lift the rock anymore."
"But that's good, though, right? I don't want to be materially burdened anymore, right?"
"Well, I mean, like, an injured back is a material burden, bro."
"No, it's part of my physical body, and I am the temple. I am the self."
"No, bro, your physical body is just a cage keeping you in. You've gotta condition it so that you can break out of it."
"Okay. Okay. I guess I do some squats for a while."
"Yeah, it's hard to put down transcendentalist monks with transcendentalist philosophy."
"I'll work on it. I just need to find all the chinks in their faith."
"Anybody else got anything they want
to
do?"
"Nah, just work out with Milton. Try to make it look like I'm still excited to have a new master."
"I'll cheerlead for Paul. Do a punch, Paul! Do a punch!"
I'm doing a punch.
"But a good punch, though. A better punch. More straight."
"How can you even tell if I'm doing a straight punch from where you
Milton
are?"
"Milton punches you in the gut."
"Milton!"
"Sorry, sir. It was a lesson to keep you focused. Should I not have done that?"
"I mean, I wasn't ready for it.
Next time I'll warn you, sir. I'm sorry."
"You should have blocked that one, Paul. My dad always says distractions are very pulling your attention away from the enemy."
"Your dad always says that, huh?"
"Yeah, he would say it when I was training with Mom, and then she'd hit me."
"Okay, all right, yeah. In the head, I assume."
"Every time."
Well, the evening comes. You guys gather together and head down to Rutherford's. When you arrive, however, you find a small group of city guard outside of his house.
Uh-oh.
"I've seen this before. There was probably a big party. They had to get a noise complaint."
"Yeah, I don't think so. Elvis, go ask him what happened.
You want me to go ask?
Yeah, you're the only one who's human. If they're looking for a catman and a lizardman working together, well, Lowry and I are them.
But I'm the human.
There's lots of humans in the city.
But I'm the only human in the group.
Yeah, but they're not just looking for human. They're looking for cat and lizard.
Why aren't they looking for me?
Because you're just a human.
Is it because they've already found humans?
Yes, they've already found humans. Now go talk to the guards. Ask them what happened.
Okay, thumbs up. I go over to the guards.
The guards are in the middle of a quiet discussion. They look up when you approach.
Hello. What happened?
To what? One of the guards asks.
All day. Everything. I don't know. What's going on?
Well, my wife forgot my lunch today.
Dude.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
I don't know. I think she's just distracted lately. There's a lot of stuff going on at home.
I am so sorry to hear that. And you have to go to work anyway. You should take a day off, maybe. Reconnect with your wife.
A guard with a brush on his helmet steps forward. He goes,
excuse me. They call me Colonel Wimbledon. And that man, he points to the guard, isn't even married. He's just playing with you.
Oh, dude, you really had me going.
The guard shrugs.
What is it you want, civilian?
To know what's going on.
There was a murder here. Did you know the person who lived in this house?
Yeah, his name was Rutherford. He was a nice guy. He had books.
Correct on both counts. He had books. He died in the library. The place was set aflame.
Is this like that guy's wife? Are you being serious?
My young lad, Colonel Wimbledon doesn't believe in humor. Ask any of the guards. I believe in two things. First of all, civic duty.
And he turns to one of the guards and he goes, and second of all, that everyone should stop putting cheese in my locker. It's not funny.
What kind of cheese?
It only happened the once, one of the guards complains.
And it shouldn't have happened at all.
That is kind of endearing, though. I mean, that must have cost everybody's wages to buy all that cheese and put it in your locker.
Yes, well, the thought was still puerile and inappropriate. At any rate, though, we're dealing with a murder and you happen to know the suspect. Do you know anyone who would have killed Mr. Rutherford P. Buford?
Do I know anyone? No.
Are you sure?
No.
What's your relationship to Mr. Buford?
Oh, he paid us for a job once. We work for the guild.
Yeah, he's associated with the guild then, is he?
I think so. Or he was banned from them. I wasn't really paying attention.
So you're not the one who negotiates the deals?
No, I don't know that.
Who's in charge of negotiating the deals for you?
That would be Rosendo Douglas.
Ah, a chap who handles the low-level jobs up in the poor district, you said.
Yeah, that's him.
So you would say that at best you have a professional relationship with Mr. Rutherford.
Well, I went to his house once, which I think makes us friends, but I've never been to, like, a birthday party or anything, so...
And what brings you to his house today?
Oh, he said to come by to talk about, like, something paperwork with Rosendo, I think.
So what you're saying is I need to talk to Rosendo.
I guess if you want.
Very good. Is there anything else that you can think that would aid this investigation?
Binoculars?
Binoculars?
Yeah, to do a lookout and watch out for the person who set the fire.
Very good. Noted. You can be on your way.
Okay. I go back to the group.
What's going on?
Well, first that one guard lied to me, and he said that he was having trouble with his wife. But he wasn't. It was just a joke, which is weird, because I felt really bad for him.
I mean, why are they outside Rosendo's house? Is he arrested?
Oh, no, he burned to death, I think.
Burned to death?
I thought he was a fire mage. He could control fire.
Yeah.
They said, dead in his library.
Well,
fire.
That means he must have gotten in a fight. Because he makes the fire, that he was defending himself.
Well, they didn't say there was anyone else killed in there.
What else did they tell you?
That they keep putting cheese in the colonel's locker, but actually it only happened
I mean about time. Rutherford!
Oh, that, they were gonna talk to, Rosendo.
Who's Rosendo again?
Our boss, in the guild.
Oh, right, yeah.
Jeez.
I only met him the once.
Still, though, he's an important guy.
Didn't you learn anything else?
No, they kept asking me questions. I couldn't ask questions of my own. They're acting like cops or something.
Elvis, they are cops. Do you not see the copper badge on the helmet?
The cop! But I talked to them without a lawyer! My dad always said you have to talk to cops with a lawyer!
Yes, they're cops. Why does your dad say that?
I don't know. He said the lawyer could explain it better. He didn't fully understand it was technical.
Elvis's dad is a murderer for hire, so that checks out.
It's only murder if you weren't paid for good reason.
Well, this is it. Rutherford said he was gonna make this go away, but now they're gonna look into it. They're gonna figure out that we were involved. Who killed him? It doesn't matter. Probably someone high up. We're all going to jail.
Yes. Yes, we should all flee town and go live in a cave somewhere where they'll never find us and drink from a spring and eat the rats in the cave.
Or we could travel from town to town looking to see if anyone needs our help or if there's bandits that we should kill.
No, I hate that. I want to live in a cave.
We're not going to live in a cave. I just need to think.
Thinking is how we got into this situation. If we stop thinking and
we're
became
not gonna be cave people,
Lowry.
In a lot of ways, prison is like living in a cave.
You know what? Actually, you're right. I guess we could stay and be arrested.
No, we need to find out. He was working on a way to cover up that we did the crime down in the dungeon, right? So he was probably working on paperwork inside the library before he got attacked.
Well, a fat lot of good that does us, though. Now he's dead.
But the paperwork is probably still there. I bet he finished the paperwork. If we can sneak into the house and we can get the paperwork, we can give it to Rosendo and then give Rosendo,
a talk about the importance of leg day.
Rutherford probably had money stashed away. I bet he had to if he was going to pay off Rosendo. There's no harm in looking. I mean, we'll just go in. He's dead. It's not like he's going to be angry at us, and this is what he was going to do anyway, right?
Okay, hold on. Let me get this straight. You're seeking to sneak into a murder scene to absolve yourself of guilt so that you can perpetuate this adventuring insanity.
I'm on board. Anything for the adventure.
Even though, we don't know why he got killed, and it was probably for a dumb reason, ultimately.
I got my own reasons, Lowry.
Well, do tell, because I'm unconvinced.
I'm not going to tell you, cynical jerk. You're probably just going to make fun of me.
If I do, you will have deserved it.
Look, all right, here's the plan. We're going to come back at sundown, we're going to sneak in, and we're going to find all the stuff.
I'm not doing it.
Well, you know what? I don't care. Do whatever you want. I am tired of trying to talk you into helping us.
I am trying to help you.
Sometimes, Lowry, hitting someone is the best help you can give them.
Did your dad teach you that?
Yes, he did.
I have never met your dad, but I already hate him.
Maybe I'm explaining
it. Look, the way I see it, that Chip Dougal guy clearly killed Rutherford. He knew that we were doing something wrong. He seems like a killer to me.
What's the motive?
Heck if I know. But the deeper down that rabbit hole we go, the worse it's gonna get. So I say we just come to the conclusion now and walk away.
Yeah, you do that. Walk away. Elvis, are you in?
I'm all over it.
Good. At least there's someone I can depend on around here.
Fine. But don't say I didn't tell you it was the dumbest idea.
Lowry, you keep saying that every single time. And I feel like it's nice that we're making records, but also it worries me.
It's because I give you more and more knowledge, and you keep making the wrong choice, so the choice is dumber every time.
Oh, gosh, that makes a lot of sense. And it would only not get dumber if I made the right choice for once.
Yes, so, don't do this.
But I feel like it's the right choice.
Well, then that'll just be the dumbest thing I've heard today.
Great, can we be done? Can you go? Can you leave us in peace?
I will never leave you in peace, but I will go.
Good, we don't need you.
Fine, I leave.
Paul, I don't want to undermine your personal confidence, but actually I feel like we do need him. He's very wise.
He's about as wise as a turkey salad.
Turkey salads are very healthy.
Yeah, but it's not exactly known for doing math. Okay, Elvis, find your darkest clothes and meet me here by sundown.
Okay. Do you know how to pick locks or, like, break into a place?
No. Why do you think that?
Yeah, because you're black.
What?
Like a black cat, like a witch's familiar. You know all kinds of spooky spells and stuff to get into people's houses. And then, like, you sit on their face until they suffocate, I think.
Oh, no. I've never met a witch in my life.
Never?
I mean, I've heard people say that I'm supposed to be unlucky because I'm a black cat. But no, I've never been told that I would sit on a man's face and smother him because I'm a black cat.
That was a very scary story. I was always afraid a cat was going to kill me when I was little.
What story?
The witch's cat. The story of the witch's cat. You make the witch angry, and then her cat sits on your face.
Well, there's no witches, and you haven't angered a witch, so I'm not going to sit on your face.
Okay, but you are a cat, though, right? And that's like you're a cat burglar.
Okay, now you're just being racist.
You're right, I'm sorry. I just don't know very many cat men.
You know, nobody tells stories about a black man sitting on your face and smothering you to death because a witch said so.
He might if he were her husband.
Okay, please stop talking. Go and get your dark clothes. Meet me here at sundown.
Aye, aye, sir.
So they go to do that, and it already sounds genius. So, Lowry, what would you like to go do?
Prepare to witness real genius at work. I go down to the bar where Rosendo works. And then I sit outside, and I panhandle for money. Alms? Alms for the poor? I'm naked. Excuse me.
Some guy stumbles out of the bar, and he goes, "Hey, can lizards be homeless? Shouldn't you be living under a rock or something?"
Actually, if I had my way, I'd be living inside of a cave, but I've been evicted.
Evicted? Well, who's your landlord?
Fickle fate, as it were.
Just sounds like a brothel owner. Do you live in a brothel? In a cave?
In many ways, fate makes us all into prostitutes.
Yes, she does. I guess that's how you wound up homeless.
I mean, that's essentially the story I just told you, yes. Alms, alms.
He throws a copper in your cup.
Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're sitting outside of a bar. You're not going to go in and spend that on beer, are you?
No, it all goes to food. Pick the copper up and eat it.
Oh. Okay. He stumbles off.
Alms, alms for the poor.
Okay, is this all that you're doing, or are you looking for something to happen, or...
Yeah, I'm gonna wait until some adventurers go in, probably to talk to Rosendo.
Okay, you would probably also need to wait till close to sundown, because that's when people start to show up to drink. But, it's not too far off from now.
All right, get up, march inside. They all think they're so smart, I'm gonna show them I'm the only one who's smart.